Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Every year around my birthday, I get really sentimental. I get very reflective. And as a writer, I am very motivated around my birthday to talk about how I'm feeling, kind of assess my life, you know, just kind of reflect upon what I'm feeling at this certain age. So I recently wrote an article and I want to talk about it today. And I think you'll be able to relate if you're a woman who is in your 50s, 60s, even 70s, and actually even if you're in your 40s. And I'm really excited to share kind of what I think about being in my 50s and now approaching really mid to late 50s. Well, actually, I'm not approaching mid to late 50s. I'm actually there. Anyway, I think you'll be able to relate, and I'd like to know how you feel. So over the last, I'd say almost month, my boyfriend has been calling me Heinz 57, referring to the steak sauce that was invented in the 70s that we all put on our steaks growing up, I think, and at least I know in my family we did. So I looked up the bottle of Heinz 57 and it reads, add zest to chicken, steak, or pork. And the reason I thought it was interesting is because I love the word zest. And zest kind of describes how I feel. So we all know that zest is the outer peel of a lemon. Recipes often call for lemon zest. But zest means having great enthusiasm and energy. And I really think that I have that. I have that in life. I have that in my career. That just really describes me. So I really am Heinz 57. I want to start this podcast off by talking about the 57-year-old woman. What does she look like? So when a 57-year-old woman, in my opinion, looks in the mirror, women look at themselves in the mirror very closely, way too closely, if you ask me. So with my blurry vision, I put on my glasses, I look in my magnifying mirror, and I can still see every wrinkle, every imperfection, every age spot. And I'm going to admit I get fillers. By the way, I'm in the small percentage of people who is immune to Botox and Dysport. So they don't work on me. Can you imagine that nightmare? So you can at least feel good about saying, well, at least I'm not Jackie where Botox doesn't work on her. So I basically have all these lines that can't be fixed. And I guess my point is that they bother me when I look in the mirror. But I think as you get older, they bother you a little less because really, what becomes important is self-confidence, self-esteem, self-love, the people around you, your health. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more because the next thing I'm going to talk about is when a 57-year-old looks in the mirror at her body. Okay, so don't even get me started. Muffin top, love handles, varicose veins, cellulite, sagging skin. It's all there. And women, I just don't get it. It's just never good enough. It actually never was. So I think women of all sizes and shapes, whether you're a 2, a 10, or a 20, women are so unnecessarily critical of their bodies. And I'm included in that. I do the same thing. But it makes me really sad because women don't even know what they look like. Like they don't even realize because they don't focus on their beauty, their inner beauty and also outer beauty that they're just criticizing because all we do is look at magazines and Hollywood and we aspire to be these beautiful people that it's just impossible. And anyways, they're all airbrushed anyway. So please, if you're listening to this, cut yourself some slack. Look in the mirror and focus on what you like about yourself, both on the outside and the inside. Maybe you have really pretty lips. Maybe you like your arms. Maybe you have great legs. Maybe you have really good skin. And just be easy on yourself. And I think that as women get older in our 50s, we start to brush off those criticisms a little more quickly and shift to the gratitude that we have. We have health. We have a healthy body. So now when we work out, we don't work out to lose weight and have this perfect body, although that is still somewhat important to us. We work out because we hear all these stories about men and women who are getting cancer, who are getting dementia, who are getting these other illnesses. It's really, really scary. And so working out and eating healthy is done for health, not specifically for looks only anymore. Speaking of health issues, I have had my share. I have had a broken ankle, a hip replacement, a shattered wrist. But I'd say the worst thing I've gotten so far is thyroid cancer. And what I have to say about that is people would come up to me when I had it 2 years ago and they would say, well, if you have to get cancer, that's the one you want to get. Well, I felt like saying, first of all, well, why don't you get cancer and see how you feel? Because it was really scary. And yes, it is a curable cancer. And thank God for that. I am blessed. But it was still extremely scary. No one wants to hear that they have the C word. And so I did survive. I have a scar on my neck. I have to take a pill every morning. But big deal. I mean, my mindset is that I have the gift and the privilege of life and that my problems are doable. They're curable. They're manageable. So I don't want to minimize, but I also don't want to make a huge deal out of it, and I want to have gratitude that I've gotten better. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, the birthday girl, and I am talking about what it's like to be a woman in your 50s, and I want to know if you can relate. I am going to move on to 20 things that a 57-year-old woman feels like on the inside. Before I do that, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think you need to know about if you're in need of their services. The first one is Vester Capital. So I have been working with Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins, a team of financial planners, for 6 years, and I absolutely love them. Pete Mullins is a CDFA, meaning he has a certification to work with divorced people. And Elaine is a vice president at the company. And they are very, very good friends of mine now. I mean, I just love them personally. Plus, they've done an amazing job for me over the last 6 years, both from a performance standpoint and from a service standpoint. VesterCapital.com, or you can find them on DivorceGirlSmiling.com. The next partner I want to recommend is CEL and Associates. So if you're considering mediating your divorce, I would highly recommend Ellen and Brian. They are the partners at CEL and Associates. They're mediators. They work together. They charge an hourly rate, and for the hourly rate, you get both of them. I've known Ellen and Brian for 10 years. I really respect them. They're hardworking. They really care. They have a passion to help people getting divorced. And also, you can find them on DivorceGirlSmiling.com or Google them and look up CEL and Associates. Okay, getting back to the podcast, we're talking about a 57-year-old woman, i.e. me, and how I'm feeling. So here are the 20 things. The first one is she can't believe she's 57 because on the inside she feels like she's 27. Number two, everywhere she goes, she carries a little bit of longing for her grown children, but she's happy they're self-sufficient. Thank God she has her beloved dog, who will always be her baby. So I've said this in other podcasts. If you're getting divorced and you're really scared to be alone and you're feeling lonely, get a dog. I'm telling you, it was one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life. And I went from being not such a dog person to madly in love with dogs. The training's a little rough, but you can get a trainer to help you. And honestly, it's only a couple of months. My dog never has accidents in the house anymore. He is the love of my life. He's easy and fun, and he makes me a better person. I'm telling you, when your kids get older and they're out of the house, this is the way to go. All right, number three, the 57-year-old is so much better at romantic relationships. So I feel like at 57, I'm a better partner. I am so much better than I was when I was married. And that just comes with learning from your mistakes, growing as a person, doing the work needed to get there, i.e. going to a divorce coach or a therapist and really working on yourself. I feel like I'm more loving, I'm more appreciative, I'm more patient, I'm more respectful, and I'm less critical and impulsive and mean. And I really feel like my partner brings out the best in me. He really does. So that's number three. Number four, if you're not in a relationship, you might feel lonely. I touched on this before with the dog thing. What I want to say to you is that I know it hurts, and that I spent long periods of my time in my life as a divorced woman feeling alone and lonely a lot of the times. And it was hard, but I actually learned how to be comfortable with being alone. And when I figured that out, I was not feeling lonely at all. In fact, there's a lot of people who live with someone who are married and feel very lonely. And there's a lot of people who live alone and don't feel lonely. So loneliness does not mean being alone. To not be lonely, surround yourself with people you love who make you feel good about yourself. Stay social and make plans a lot. And learn to enjoy times of solitude and peace and quiet. It really, really can be a beautiful thing. Moving on to number five, the 57-year-old has the ability to love better and to show vulnerability to someone she trusts. So that kind of ties into number three in relationships. But it goes for all relationships. If you're willing to be vulnerable and authentic and show people the real you, you will have so much more fulfillment in the people you're in relationships with. And being vulnerable isn't easy, but if you trust a person, try it, and I think you'll be happy. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about the 57-year-old woman, what she's thinking. Moving on to number six. She has regrets from the past, but realizes that dwelling on them is unproductive. I think I have a lot of regrets that always kind of stay in the back of my mind, but I have enough self-love to forgive myself, and I think that's something that younger people don't always do. Number seven, people in their 50s have watched their parents age and possibly die. So I am extremely grateful that my mom is doing great, but my dad died 5 years ago. I literally still cry, I would say at least a few times a week, missing him, thinking about him, but also feeling gratitude that I really, really had one of the best dads that I could ever think of. And I don't even know, God must really love me to give me that kind of dad. So, and mom too. So moving on. Number eight, we all inherit a lot of our parents' traits. And as you get older, you start to see that. And you start to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I sound just like my mom. That could be a good thing or that could be a bad thing. I think we as parents and our parents both give us good things and both give us some negative things. And smart people who have wisdom realize that they can change the things they don't like that they inherited. And then also we take advantage and have gratitude for the things we got that were great. Number 9, siblings are a 57-year-old's best friends, no matter how much we all drive each other crazy. Man, do I love my siblings. I'm not kidding. They are the best people, and I love, 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 love them. Number 10, seeing old friends brings the 57-year-old tremendous joy. Sentimentality is so much more prevalent in an older woman. So this is what I want to tell you if you're listening. Reach out to people. Call people you haven't talked to in a long time who you miss. Who cares if you lost touch? The person will be so happy to hear from you. And even if you had a fight with the person or like not such a great thing the last time you talked to them, believe me, you will thank me for this advice. Call your old friends. You'll get so much joy out of it. I can't even tell you. Number 11, there's no time for toxic relationships. People, get these toxic people out of your life. Stop hanging around people who make you feel badly about yourself or people who you don't like yourself around. I'm telling you, I have been in relationships, romantic relationships in my 40s with people who brought out the worst in me or who I just didn't like myself with. Get rid of those people. Life is way too short. Number 12, the 57-year-old woman loves her wine and loves her chocolate. That is 100% Jackie Pilisoff. Just make sure you don't get out of control when it comes to drinking. Kind of, you know, limit yourself. You know what I'm talking about. And the chocolate, same thing. But enjoy it. That's what it's there for. Number 14, I want to talk a minute about retirement. So some people are 57 and they're retiring. Others have to work or want to work. It's all a personal choice and there's no right or wrong answers. But if you do retire, you better be able to answer the question, what am I going to do now? Because retirement does not mean sitting around doing nothing. It means doing something different. So meeting with a life coach can really help. There are people who are actually trained to help you figure that out. Or do what I did. Follow the path of what you love to do. I'm talking about Divorce Girl Smiling. I decided to put way more time into it and make it a community, a brand, a business, and I could not be more thrilled. It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like you're giving back to the world. You know, it might be a hobby for you. It might be a part-time job. It might be volunteer work. It might be doing the same job you've been doing, but doing it less hours. So figure it out and do what makes you happy. Number 15, life is too short to hate your job. At 57, we women have less of a tolerance for a bad work situation. You know what you deserve. You know you deserve to be treated the right way with respect and appreciation. And if you're not happy, time to make a change. I'm not saying just go get up one morning and quit. But time to do some work to figure out how to change your situation. Number 16, 57-year-olds do the right thing. We just do. I'm not saying that young people don't do the right thing, but I think it comes a lot more naturally and it's more of a priority and we do it more frequently at 57. Number 17, 57 can bring physical limitations and there's a big spectrum of that. I'm talking about little annoyances. For example, if I tried to read the back of a bottle of Advil, even with my glasses on, I can't read it. I have to take a picture of it on my phone and blow it up. Another annoying thing, I can't hear anymore. It drives me crazy. But I'm talking about the spectrum. That's on the left-hand side of the spectrum. Then there's things like joint replacement, you know, little minor operations that we have to have. Those are doable. Little scary, but doable. And then worse things that I don't even want to mention. And so I've always been a little bit of a hypochondriac, but at 57, things get a little worse. So If you're me, work on it. I'm doing some really good things. I'm going to my first Kabbalah class this month. I'm doing a stress reduction class, and I'm really trying to just get myself to a calm place, which in my opinion equates to so much better quality of life. Number 18, little things that used to drive her crazy and upset her don't anymore, because the 57-year-old knows how to handle problems as they come. I mean, think about how you talk to your kids. Your kids probably call you with all these problems and you say, breathe. It's going to be okay. Look at the big picture. Not a big deal. And also, what is solvable is in our control, and what isn't, have faith that God will take care of it. And speaking of God, that's number 19. The 57-year-old is more spiritual. I know I've always personally been very spiritual, but I talk to God all the time. I thank him for things and I ask him for things. Before I get to number 20, the last one, I want to mention two more divorced girl smiling partners that you might want to know about. The first is Affiliates in Counseling, which is a therapy group with offices all over the Chicagoland area with about 30 therapists, all with different niches and all interviewed and vetted by Jason Price, who is an amazing person. I love Jason personally and professionally. He is a great therapist himself, but he has hired all of these therapists, and I've actually met several of them and they're wonderful. Affiliates in Counseling, you can find them online or find them on Divorce Girl Smiling. The last partner I want to talk about is divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes. I've known Tiffany for a couple years and I really like Tiffany a lot. She's really smart. She's so driven. She's enthusiastic. She's energetic and she's such a sweet and kind person. Find her on Divorce Girl Smiling or at the law offices of Tiffany Hughes. Number 20, last one of what the 57-year-old is thinking. The 57-year-old notices things. She's not so much in a hurry every minute. I notice dogs. I notice ducks. I notice birds, pretty landscaping, happy couples, bright blue skies, puffy clouds, and especially babies. I wonder if I always noticed those things when I was younger. I'm not really sure, but now I do. So in closing, I want to say that some people might say, oh, when I'm 57, I feel like I'm going to be old and tired. Completely opposite. You are going to feel like you are full of zest, just like Heinz 57 sauce. A lot of your life is behind you, but the best is yet to come. I want to talk about the best is yet to come because it happens to be a theme in my life lately. So during the past couple weeks, I have heard the phrase, the best is yet to come, so often, and I think it's a sign. The first thing is that I met this woman who's a life coach. Her name is Jasmine Rice, and she owns this company. Her life coaching practice is called Good Things Are Gonna Come. And I just love the name and had a conversation with Jasmine, and she has this really wonderful women's event coming up if you're in the Denver area called Rise Up, and you can find it on her site. So that was the first thing. By the way, I'm a sponsor of that event. Second thing is, I went to a close friend's party last weekend, and the theme of it was called The Best Is Yet to Come. And that same day I was going to the party, I ran into this woman I know and her husband, and I was telling her, she was asking me how things are going, and I told her that my boyfriend of 7 years, we moved in together 3 weeks ago, and she looked at me right in the eyes, and she goes, you know what? The best is yet to come. And I thought that was so interesting. So that's what I hope for myself, that the best is yet to come. Are there challenges with being 57? Absolutely. But my guess is that there's challenges with every age. There's challenges with every year. And the good news is that I believe that the 57-year-old woman is strong. She can handle shit. You know what I mean? She's handled it before. She'll handle whatever comes her way. And she'll take on what she can control and leave the rest up to God. who she knows loves her and loves us all. So that's what I want to say to everybody listening. If you're in your 50s, if you're in your 60s and you're going through a divorce, or you're already divorced, or you're happily married and you're listening to this, the best is yet to come. So I want to say one other thing before I sign off. Other than having children, one of the things that I'm most proud of in my life is starting Divorce Girl Smiling and turning it into what it is today. That's why I'm compelled to add to this podcast that if you are newly separated, you're going through a divorce, or you're already divorced and you're feeling lonely, or like life is not going the way you want it to, I promise you, do the work on yourself and the best is yet to come. I know things feel like they will never change or get better, but they will. But you play a role in that happening. Control what you can. Like me, I'm going to this Kabbalah class. I'm going to take this stress reduction course. I'm working on myself. And that's what I'm asking you to do. And that's how I think you're going to get to the best is yet to come. So I know it's not easy. I know you're hurting, but you can have a good life, and you will, because I was where you were one time and it was not easy. So I get you. I'm praying for you. I'm wishing you all the best. And just remember, you can be happy, but you have to have zest. So with that said, thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to learn more, go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com, and I'll talk to you real soon.